Don Cherry isn't leaving the Canadian airwaves quietly, which should surprise absolutely no one that has watched him for the better part of the last four decades on Hockey Night in Canada. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Tuesday, November 12th. I'm Rick Ellington. As I'm sure you know by now, Cherry was fired by Sportsnet yesterday following the xenophobic comments he made on Saturday. Many wondered if Cherry would still have his coach's corner seat if he apologized, like his on-air partner Ron McLean did on Sunday. But Cherry last night said that he refuses to apologize for what he said, adding he would rather go out on his shield. He also expressed some disappointment that McLean apologized for the segment. It's hard to say just how big a deal Don Cherry is in Canada. Coach's Corner constantly was one of the most viewed things on Canadian television, and he infamously ranked 7th in a 2004 ranking of the greatest Canadians of all time, even higher than one Wayne Gretzky. It's also hard to make a direct comparison between Cherry and an American contemporary. Years ago, I had a friend watching Coach's Corner for the first time call Cherry a drunk Dick Vitale. Not sure that that's the best comparison, and maybe Howard Cosell would be the closest, as he caused the same polarizing reaction that Cherry has throughout his career. Regardless, Sportsnet will be far less colorful, both in what Cherry says and what he wears, when Hockey Night returns this Saturday. The Major League Baseball GM meetings are underway, and while no one really expects Gerrit Cole, Anthony Rendon, or any of the other top free agents on the market to sign this week, we could get a glimpse into what some teams are thinking about doing as part of the Hot Stove League. The Yankees would seem to be in the market for a marquee starting pitcher, and indications are that the team would exceed the $208 million luxury tax limit next season in the right scenario. Meanwhile, the Red Sox are in the opposite predicament, as new GM Chaim Bloom may have to unload one of his new team's top young superstars. One team entering the meetings with a new voice is the San Francisco Giants, who yesterday officially introduced Scott Harris as their new general manager. The University of Minnesota is hoping to see a version of the Flutie effect take place on campus, with the school's football team off to its first 9-0 start since 1904. Maybe the Gophers will call it the Fleck effect. This, of course, refers to the boom in interest in the school due to the success of one of its athletics teams. It's way too soon to know what the impact on applications and alumni donations will be, but examples over the past few decades would indicate that both of those categories will see an upward trend in the coming months. Something more immediately measurable is social media buzz, and the number of Twitter impressions over the past week already is nearing what the school got during the entire month of September. Additionally, Golden Gopher merchandise sales are up across the Twin Cities. Not a bad time to be a Minnesota sports fan. The 2019 Endeavor Streaming Sports Media and Technology Conference starts today in Southern California, and the event will dive into the challenges that everyone is facing who is creating and distributing content in this day and age. NBC's Pete Bavacqua kicks off the festivities this morning, and other panel discussions will talk about the future of RSNs and what is being learned from direct-to-consumer platforms. As always, you can follow the discussion coming from the conference on Twitter by using the hashtag SBJSMT. That's your Buzzcast for Tuesday. Hope everybody has a great day.